Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Narcissist You Know Defending Yourself, Against Extreme Narcissists in an All About Me Age by Joseph Burgo, PhD, is a popular psychology book about severe narcissistic behavior in intimate, family, social, and workplace settings. Rather than treating narcissism only as a diagnostic category, Burgo presents it as a recognizable pattern of defensive behavior built around the avoidance of shame. The book is written for general readers, but it draws on clinical experience and psychodynamic ideas to explain why some people appear arrogant, manipulative, seductive, bullying, or vindictive when their self-image is threatened. Its purpose is practical as much as explanatory. It helps readers identify extreme narcissistic patterns, understand the emotional logic behind them, and choose safer responses. Burgo does not promise easy transformation of the narcissistic person. Instead, he emphasizes self-protection, realistic boundaries, emotional distance, and a clear-eyed understanding of why direct appeals to fairness or empathy often fail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shame as the hidden engine behind extreme narcissism. A central idea in The Narcissist, You Know, is that extreme narcissism is not simply excessive vanity or ordinary self-absorption. Burgo argues that many destructive narcissistic behaviors are organized around a deep fear of shame. This distinction matters because it changes how readers interpret arrogance, entitlement, and contempt. These behaviors are presented less as signs of inner strength than as defensive strategies used to avoid emotional collapse. When an extreme narcissist feels exposed, criticized, ignored, or defeated, the response may be disproportionate because the threat touches a fragile self-image. This model explains why ordinary disagreement can become a personal attack in the mind of the narcissistic person. It also explains why reassurance may not work for long. The problem is not a simple lack of compliments, but a rigid system for keeping shame out of awareness. Burgo therefore asks readers to look beneath surface confidence without becoming sympathetic to abuse. Understanding shame can reduce confusion, but it does not require tolerating manipulation, cruelty, or retaliation. A practical typology of recognizable narcissistic patterns. Burgo gives readers a typology of extreme narcissists that makes the subject easier to apply to real relationships. The categories commonly associated with the book include the know-it-all narcissist, the grandiose narcissist, the seductive narcissist, the bullying narcissist, and the vindictive narcissist. The value of this framework is not that every person fits neatly into one box. Its usefulness lies in showing that narcissism can appear in different social styles. One person may dominate conversations through certainty and correction. Another may demand admiration through status, brilliance, or achievement. A seductive narcissist may create intimacy and warmth, then use that emotional access for control. A bullying narcissist relies more openly on intimidation. A vindictive narcissist becomes especially dangerous when humiliation or rejection triggers revenge. By separating these patterns, Burgo avoids reducing narcissism to one stereotype. The reader learns to watch behavior, not just personality labels. This is especially important because some narcissistic styles initially look impressive, generous, charming, or competent before the exploitative pattern becomes clear. Thirdly, narcissistic tactics is relationship management through control. The book is especially concerned with how extreme narcissists manage other people. Burgo describes narcissistic behavior as a system of interpersonal control designed to protect the self-image of the narcissistic person. The tactics vary by type, but the underlying pattern is consistent. Other people are treated as sources of admiration, validation, obedience, or emotional regulation. This helps explain why relationships with extreme narcissists often feel confusing. The same person may be charming one day and contemptuous the next, depending on whether others are supporting or threatening the preferred self-image. In this framework, manipulation is not random. It serves a defensive function. Seduction, superiority, blame-shifting, intimidation, and retaliation all help the narcissistic person avoid shame and maintain dominance. For readers, the practical implication is significant. They are encouraged to stop debating every accusation or trying to prove good intentions. If the interaction is structured around the narcissistic need for control, then ordinary conflict resolution may fail. The more useful question becomes how to reduce vulnerability and avoid being drawn into the defensive system. Fourthly, boundaries and distance is the main forms of self-protection. Burgo is notably realistic about what readers can and cannot change. The book does not center on reforming the extreme narcissist through patience, love, or superior communication. Its primary emphasis is self-protection. This includes emotional distance, firm boundaries, reduced exposure, and careful avoidance of confrontations that only intensify the narcissistic injury. Burgo often frames the reader as needing to remain the more emotionally mature party, not by submitting, but by refusing to be pulled into escalation. This approach is practical because extreme narcissists may experience limits as humiliation and may respond with anger, contempt, or revenge. Setting boundaries, therefore, requires preparation for backlash. The reader must be clear about what behavior is unacceptable and what consequences will follow, while also recognizing that the narcissistic person may never validate the fairness of those limits. In family or workplace settings, complete avoidance may be impossible. So the book supports minimizing emotional investment, limiting disclosure, documenting harmful interactions when appropriate, and protecting self-esteem from repeated distortion. Lastly, realistic empathy without excusing harmful behavior. One of the more distinctive features of the narcissist you know is its balance between psychological empathy and moral clarity. Burgo encourages readers to understand the pain and shame that may lie beneath extreme narcissism, but he does not present that pain as an excuse for abuse. This balance is important because many people who deal with narcissistic personalities become trapped between two unhelpful positions. One position demonizes the narcissistic person so completely that the behavior becomes mysterious and unpredictable. The other overexplains the behavior and leads the target to tolerate mistreatment. Burgo tries to occupy a middle ground. If shame drives the defensive pattern, readers can understand why certain responses provoke rage, withdrawal, or manipulation. At the same time, insight does not create an obligation to remain available for harm. The book therefore supports what might be called bounded empathy, seeing the underlying wound while still protecting oneself from its consequences. This stance is particularly useful for readers who feel guilt, confusion, or responsibility after sustained contact with an extreme narcissist. In conclusion, The Narcissist You Know is best suited for readers who suspect that a partner, parent, relative, colleague, friend, or public figure displays extreme narcissistic traits and want a clear framework for understanding the behavior. It can also be useful for therapists, counselors, and students of psychology who want an accessible psychodynamic explanation centered on shame and defensive personality structure. The practical benefit is not a step-by-step cure for narcissism, but a more realistic way to interpret manipulation, entitlement, charm, intimidation, and revenge. Readers gain language for patterns that can otherwise feel chaotic or personally destabilizing. Compared with many popular books on narcissism, Burgo stands out for combining a typology of narcissistic styles with a consistent emotional mechanism, the avoidance of shame. He is less focused on internet-era labeling and more focused on how narcissistic defenses work in relationships. The book also differs from more clinical manuals because it is written for non-specialists and emphasizes everyday recognition and self-protection. Its limits are also part of its honesty when dealing with extreme narcissists. The safest option may be distance, and where distance is impossible, boundaries must be maintained without expecting emotional fairness in return. If you would like to support Joseph Burgo PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.